What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today I am very, very happy to be joined by a special guest from a podcast called Time Storm, and her name is Leilani Figueroa.
Hello, hi.
Hey, I'm so happy to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here.
Leilani, we're going to ask you lots of questions about Time Storm after the show, but can you at least tell me like what you do on the show, what your job is?
Sure. So I play Alexa, one of two twins, and Alexa's a very logical girl. She likes reason. She likes reality. She doesn't like being part of the fantasy world or believing in other things. So it's really cool playing her as she encounters so many different things that challenge her beliefs. It's really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. And I think having that logic against all of our really sometimes illogical What If World characters is going to be really lovely today.
It's going to be great.
We're going to start off with our first question from a boy named Alfie, and he's all the way from Galway, Ireland. And Alfie asks, what if Fred the zombie dog got a disease that made anybody he touched travel back in time? Oh, man, I love that question. And we're going to add on a question from a patron named Dane.
Hi, I'm Dane, and I'm 9 years old, and I like magic. And what if Fred the dog went missing, and Alabaster Zero had to find him? Bye, thank you.
Oh, cool. I'm glad we'll have Fred and Alabaster in this story. Leilani, are you ready to go? You think we've got this down?
I'm so ready to go. I think this is going to be so much fun.
All right, so let's find out. What if Fred the dog went missing and Alabaster Zero had to find him? And what if Fred the zombie dog got a disease that made anybody he touched travel back in time? It was a warm, bright, exciting kind of day because Leilani Figueroa was going to learn about being a detective. Or at least, she would whenever Alabaster Zero showed up.
Sorry, I'm late, Fairlise. Wow, Fairlise, you got really tall today.
Oh, no. I'm Leilani. I'm your new gumshoe.
My new gumshoe?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's great, because my old shoe was so covered in gum, I just had to throw it away. Oh, no, you mean you're here to train to be a detective?
Exactly.
Oh! You know, in What If World, we only have, like, two detectives, and then we've got a couple of dogs and a cat who sleeps 19 hours a day, and they're responsible for, like, all of the law enforcement. So I'm really, really happy we have you.
Awesome, I'm happy too.
Ring, 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 ring.
Oh, wow. Leilani, we've got our first mystery.
No way. Hello?
Hello? Is this Fairlise?
No, this is Leilani, but I'm happy to help too.
Well, it's Fred the President. I'm a zombie dog. I don't know if you know me. I talk like this because my tongue's too long for my mouth, and,
Oh, I definitely know you.
Well, I'm sorry to call. I know that you detectives have lots of detectiving to do, but I'm not feeling so good today.
Oh, no. Okay, Alabaster, looks like we have to go help Fred.
Oh my goodness, we've got a president to save. Hang on!
And Alabaster Zero ran out the door.
Whoa.
He pulled up in a big clunker of an ambulance.
Leilani, jump in the Alabambulance. We've got a president to save.
Coming!
By the way, do you know Zombie Dog CPR by any chance?
Well, not really, but, I think I could learn.
Oh, good, because I'm a grown-up and I really don't feel like learning anything. So, here's this big, huge Zombie Dog manual.
Whoa,
Yeah, so you can just study that while I figure out how to drive this Alabambulance.
Okay.
I took too much time naming it.
And slowly, sputteringly, they drove to the What House.
Leilani, we're finally here. and it's been a couple of hours because I'm really bad at driving, so I need you to rush in right away while I try to park this thing.
Got it, Alabaster.
And she rushed into the mud brick what house to see Fred the zombie dog. Or maybe zombie dog. We're not really sure whether he's a zombie or not these days, but for today, he's a zombie dog. And he seemed to be feeling really ill.
Oh my tummy.
Fred. Fred, what is that?
This is nothing.
And Fred tried to hide something that he seemed to be chewing on.
Huh. Let me see that.
No, don't worry. It's just
Fred, what is it?
If you must know, it's a stick. But it's not just any stick. It used to be Air Force One. But then I imagined it into a stick. And then I dropped it in a trash can. In a bathroom.
Oh my goodness, Fred.
In a gas station.
Oh,
at the bottom of a slimy lake. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness, Fred.
You probably don't want to touch it. Maybe you put some gloves on or something.
All right, here we go. Okay. From page 7 of the Zombie Dog Manual, you just have to grab it on the edge.
That's how you get the stick away from a zombie dog. Very clever, Leilani. You're a good detective, I just know it.
Thank you.
I'm starting to feel a little bit better already.
Oh, that's great!
Just then, Alabaster Zero rushed in.
Leilani, I totally gave up on parking the Alabambulance. I abandoned it in a ditch. But don't worry, I'm here now to save the day.
Oh, that's great! Look at this! I was able to pry the stick away from Fred!
That stick? That's Air Force One!
Oh, whoops!
And there seems to be a crack in the hull. Or the stick, that is.
Okay. I'll put it down.
But as Leilani went to drop the stick, Fred the dog, who is feeling so much better, suddenly wrapped up she and Alabaster in a big tongue hug.
Oh, thank you, guys. I'm feeling so much better.
And as soon as his slimy tongue touched Alabaster and Leilani...
Oh, please. No, Fred, I know.
Ew.
Suddenly, they weren't in the what house anymore. They weren't anywhere they recognized anymore.
Oh no, Leilani, Fred the dog went missing.
Whoa, this place is so cool. But Alabaster, it's okay. I think it's us that have gone missing.
What? Who's the detective here? And who's the gumshoe in training? I'm pretty sure I know a missing president when I don't see one.
All right.
Oh, I know, give me that stick. I'll try to find Fred using the stick, because he loves slimy sticks. Okay. Oh, God, so gross.
Ew.
Here, Freddy. I can't find him.
Stomping off in the distance was a giant T-Rex.
Leilani, it's a T-Rex.
Holy.
That must be Q-Rex, because I don't really know any other T-Rexes.
And Alabaster Zero went over to talk to the strange dinosaur.
Hey, Q-Rex, where's Fred the dog?
I don't know you. I'm not Q-Rex.
I know, Q-Rex. We haven't had many stories together. But why not just be friends?
I'm not Q-Rex.
Leilani, I'm beginning to suspect that this isn't Q-Rex.
Oh, boy. Okay, hold on, Alabaster.
And grabbing his ankles... Leilani managed to pull Alabaster out of the T-Rex's mouth.
Listen, we've got to figure out where we are and how to get back.
You're right. But Leilani, I'm having to learn all kinds of new things today.
Wait, Alabaster. I think we're back in time. I mean, there's a dinosaur in front of us.
Oh, yeah. And that would explain why there's so many more trees.
Yeah, probably.
Well, if you're the expert in time travel, then you've got to figure this out by yourself. I'm just going to go take a rest over here.
Oh, boy.
And Alabaster went over to rest by a giant plant. A giant, colorful plant, which seemed to have a mouth.
Well, hello there.
Oh, you're a talking Venus flytrap.
Well, sure I am. Did you expect anything else?
Oh, hi, talking prehistoric Venus flytrap. My name's Alabaster Zero. I was wondering, have you seen a dog that may or may not be a zombie?
I may have.
Oh, good thing.
But if I recall, he might have climbed into my mouth for safety. Maybe you should check.
You are such a savior. Thank you so much. I'll just climb right in here. Just open wide, please.
Sure thing.
Oh, wow, you have really big teeth. Oh, I'm glad that he's in here safely away from these super sharp teeth. Wow, it's really dark in here.
Hey, Leilani? Leilani? I think I'm being eaten again.
Alabaster, no! All right, how do I pry this open? Hey, Venus Flytrap?
Yes?
If you let Alabaster go, I can shower you in compliments. Oh, well, it's been a while since I've had a shower of compliments. It's all right. Alabaster, get out my mouth.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so wonderful, and your teeth are so sharp, and you're such a big, beautiful plant.
And you have the most beautiful accents, and the tallest plant in the jungle. You're just amazing.
And your slime is very acidic and really good at burning my leather jacket.
Yeah, what he said.
And Alabaster and Leilani quickly moved away from the Venus flytrap.
That didn't work. But, oh, you know what I just realized? The stick, the Air Force One, it's a time machine. So if we just... Oh, no, where is it?
Oh, no.
Oh, I put it right in my belt. Oh, one of those two creatures must have eaten it.
Oh, boy.
Would you rather get it out of the T-Rex's mouth or the Venus flytrap's mouth? Because I kind of like the Venus flytrap. Yeah. She's kind of nice.
I kind of like the Venus flytrap, too. She's cool.
Okay, well, I call dibs on the Venus flytrap. I'm gonna go ask her about the stick.
Okay.
Good luck with that massive apex predator, okay?
All right.
So Leilani went back to find the giant T-Rex, who was busy scratching its back against a tree.
Excuse me, Mr. T-Rex, sir?
What is it?
Well, my friend Alabaster might have lost a magical stick, but before you freak out, we need it.
That kind of falls into the finder's keeper's rules of dinosaurs. I found it, I ate it, I keep it.
No, this is important. Listen, we were gonna save our friend because he was chewing on that stick, and it happens to be a time machine, and we need it to get back to our current time.
Well, maybe.
And T-Rex took its little T-Rex arm and reached up towards its big T-Rex mouth and started using that stick as a toothpick.
Then again, maybe not. I think I'm gonna hold on to this stick. It's a really great toothpick.
I mean, you could, but a really sick dog was chewing on it when we found it. And, you know, it might not be the cleanest thing.
And the T-Rex took out the stick and noticed the slime and the dirt and the unspeakable grossness and... The T-Rex yakked up the stick as well as half his lunch.
Take it. Oh, I wish you told me sooner.
Thank you.
And with her gloves still on, Leilani picked up the stick.
Whew.
Meanwhile, Alabaster Zero wasn't having much better luck.
Leilani, I've been eaten again.
Alabaster, third time's the charm, I guess.
And lickety-split, she pulled Alabaster out of that Venus flytrap's mouth.
Leilani, you got the stick back.
I did. It was a little bit of a journey, but I made sure to get it back.
Oh, wow. Okay, so now I just have to imagine that it's something that I can drive back to the present. Oh, not the Alabambulance again. Leilani, you don't happen to know how to drive, do you?
Actually, I do.
Oh, perfect. Okay,
hop in the driver's seat. I'll study the zombie dog manual for a change, and we'll just trade jobs.
That's perfect.
And they hopped in that big Alabambulance time machine. Leilani worked a few levers, pressed a few knobs, turned a few wheels.
This Alabambulance is more confusing than a normal car. It's not just me, right?
No, yeah, it is. Just slightly. Just a little.
And they were back at the Watt House.
Oh my goodness, you two are back. Oh, it's too bad I'm still feeling so sick.
Fred, what are you hiding?
Oh, nothing.
Fred, come on.
I don't know what it is. It's like this fossil suddenly appeared in the middle of the Watt House when you two travel back in time. It's not my fault that it's delicious.
And upon taking a closer look at the pile of fossilized something, Leilani realized.
It's the T-Rex yak! Ew!
Oh, Fred, what is wrong with you?
There's nothing that any self-respecting zombie dog wouldn't enjoy.
The end.
Leilani, we did it!
We did it!
And we only had one puking animal in the story. I think that's probably a better ratio than normal for What If World.
I think so. I think that's 10 times better.
Leilani, thank you so much. You've already told us a lot about your character. Now, is there anyone there today who might be able to tell us a little bit more about Time Storm, the show?
Yes, of course. I can introduce to you the series creator, and she can give you a couple of ideas and what the show's all about.
Oh, thank you so much. And Leilani, you honestly make a great detective. Much better than Alabaster Zero.
Thank you. I try.
Ladies and gentlemen, kids and people of all kinds, I'd like to introduce the creator of Time Storm, Danya Ramos.
Hello, Eric. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to have you here. Leilani did such an awesome job.
So much fun.
Folks at home want to learn about what this young woman acts on, what the story that she helps tell.
Yeah, so Time Storm is a science fiction series. It's an audio drama, and it is for ages 8 to 12 years old, and it is about the Ventura twins. They are from Newark, New Jersey, and they travel back in time to preserve Puerto Rico's lost history. And Leilani plays Alexa Ventura, which is one of the pair of twins. And the other twin is Benny, and that is played by Claudio Venancio. And they are just an amazing, talented duo. And I'm so happy that Leilani got a chance to tell another story here on your show.
Oh, me too. And I agree. The two of them make a great duo. I love that the story itself of Time Storm, which is still unfolding, I'm still listening episode to episode, and it talks about America, it talks about our past and our present, and I've learned stuff about Puerto Rico just from listening to it. I love the story itself and what you're doing with it.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that means a lot because I think that's definitely what we want to do. A lot of the story deals with the past of Puerto Rico, but there's also some stuff that's happened that takes place in the recent past, dealing with Hurricane Maria.
Yeah.
And so that's a very important storyline that happens, and the Ventura family is really dealing with the consequences. They have family that's living on the island, so this is impacting them in a very real way. It was important for us to portray what the family is dealing with in the community in a very honest way. So hopefully we're doing that.
I think that's going to be a lot of fun for folks at home. And again, thank you, Danya Ramos. Thank you, Leilani Figueroa. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thanks, Eric. We love your show. Thanks so much.
Likewise. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to ICANN. Oregon Coast Aquarium is a journey from seafloor to shore, and we're offering a wave of new experiences. This summer, you can hone your climbing skills in their new nature play area. Then head over to their outdoor amphitheater to meet a cast of animal ambassadors, or view their headwaters feature to follow a raindrop's voyage from the mountains to the sea. You can plan your next adventure at aquarium.org.